This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha is holding discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive operations in Dur in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar refuted mediation claims to stop Operation Sindoor, saying that no phone call was made between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump were made from 22nd April to 16 June this year. He said no world leader asked India to stop its operation. Highlighting the success of Operation Sindoor, the minister said biggest terrorist centres in Pakistan, like Bahawalpur and Muridgay, suffered heavy damage. He lauded the performance and capabilities of the armed forces, which made the country proud.
I laud the performance of our armed forces and the results that have done this country so proud. The Pahalgam attack happened on April 22nd. Across the world, there was solidarity. But the question was, what after? And the answers were two. One, such an attack was absolutely unacceptable. It crossed our red lines. There had to be severe consequences. And two, there had to be accountability and justice.
Participating in the discussion, Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, condemned the Pahalgam terror attack. He alleged that during UPA rule, terror incidents were taking place, along with trade with the neighbouring country. Mr. Nadda emphasised that NDA government has been dealing with terror with a tough hand.
Other than Jammu Kashmir, sare desh mein terrorist attack band ho gaye hain. Is baat ko humko samajh lena chahiye.
नहीं तो कभी हैदराबाद, कभी मुंबई, कभी वाराणसी, कभी कोलकाता, कभी बेंगलुरु, हर एक जगह बम ब्लास्ट, दिल्ली एक नहीं तीन तीन बार हो गया फ्रॉम 2004 टू 2014. अब देखिए, एक्सेप्ट जम्मू कश्मीर, नो इंसिडेंट ऑफ टेररिज्म हैज टेकन प्लेस फ्रॉम 2014 टू 2025 टिल डेट. टेरर इंसिडेंट्स 2004 से 14 7217, 2015 से 2025 2150, 80% का रिडक्शन हुआ है.
The discussion is underway. The government has said that over 1,400 web addresses URL of digital media have been blocked during Operation Sindoor for propagating false and potentially harmful information. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said this in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Vaishnav said it was observed that massive fake news, misinformation and propaganda campaigns were run during Operation Sindoor, mostly from outside India. He said the government took all possible action to control the spread of fake and misleading information. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on statutory resolution regarding extension of president's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months with effect from the 13th of August 2025. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai moved the resolution seeking approval of the House for the extension of president's rule, which was imposed in Manipur on the 13th of February 2025. Initiating the discussion, Anto Antony of Congress raised the issue of law and order situation in the state, alleging that there is a complete collapse of governance. Lalji Verma of SP accused the centre of failing in restoring normalcy in the state after imposing president's rule. Meanwhile, due to noisy scenes, the house was adjourned till 5:30 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu today attended the inaugural convocation ceremony of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Kalyani, held in Nodia district of West Bengal. Minister of State for Ayush and Health and Family Welfare Pratap Rao Jadhav was present on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, government is working for a world-class medical facility in India. The Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, NISAR, an Earth observation satellite today. It will be launched from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. Japan downgraded its warning to a tsunami advisory for Kanto to Wakayama, but kept higher alerts for parts of Hokkaido and Tohoku. It comes after a powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula this morning, prompting widespread tsunami warnings across the Pacific and triggering evacuations in multiple countries. And with that, we end this news bulletin.